We are ready. All right, we're going to finish up this piece on the Shem Yichud because we really need to get moving with the... We got to get back to Tanya. So we're on Daf Tovches. This is the response. We're finishing up the response that the Be'er Mayim Chaim wrote, printed at the end of Shara Tvila, in response to the Noida Behuda's condemnation of Hamoy Nam, of the multitudes saying Kabbalistic prayers regarding mitzvahs. So we're by Simon Yud Gimel, Daf Tuf Ches. V'hine. Im ba'arozim nafla shal heves. It's a borrowed phrase. If in the cedars the flame has fallen, meaning even if among such great people such a mistake can be made. Shagod lador. V'goyin azman kamayu, the greatest of the generation. Nikeres machshavte mitachmaset b'yisav. His thoughts end up emanating from the actions of his fingers, meaning his pen. Ech shebechol ma'isav, give Bob a copy there. Ech shebechol ma'isav leisam libay lezeh, in all of his actions of mitzvahs, is somebody going to say, chas v'sholom, that the Neidah Behuda did not pay attention liyached ulechaber eretz v'shamayim yachad, to unify heaven and earth together? V'la'aseh yichud b'shmo yagodol v'yakodesh baruch hu, and to unify Hashem's great and awesome name, havaye v'adne l'zav gam yachad. Okay, so this concept right here, again, we can spend years and months and still have no idea what he's talking about. But there are many, many places throughout Sefer Kodesh that talk about yichud and zivug and mizug of the Shemus, of Hashem's name of Yudke Vavke, and the name of Alef Dalet Nun Yud. In fact, many Sidurim, when it prints the Shem Havayah, it intersperses those four letters, because it's the way we pronounce it, right? We pronounce it Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, but it's written Yud Kei Vav Kei. And it's not haphazardly that those names are chosen. There's a yichud that takes place in our recitation, and especially in the performance of mitzvahs. What's more, Uli Yachid Shem Yud Kei Bavavke, there's also another yichud that takes place, and that is to combine the first half of Hashem's name and the second half. Now, one of these things that the Be'er Mayim Chaim himself talks about in his Sefer Be'er Mayim Chaim is that the letters of Yud and then He in Atbash, using the alphabet of interchanging the first letter and the last letter of the Aleph Beis, second letter and the second to last letter and so on, is Mem Tzadik. Okay? And the Vav Hei remains as it is. Every mitzvah performance, if done correctly, is Mem Tzadik Vav Hei, which is mitzvah, which again is one of the ways of unifying Hashem's name, right? So, Aideya Hahu Tome V'Nelam, through that concealed concept, Bi'chud Shalim, to unify it in a complete and total way. So, are you going to say, he says, that this is not one of the main intents that goes on when you perform a mitzvah? Like, how can that be? Right? I mean, isn't that obvious that that's supposed to be what we're thinking about? All of I. Okay. For this reason, Amarati Maroi V'Nochan Lirshem Miksav Emes, therefore I decided to write this letter V'Lachka K'be'et Barzil V'Eferes, again borrowing the Melitza, to write with a pen, V'Lias L'Mishmeres, that it should be for all times, the Dore Dore is for all generations, Lo Hidi Alam Hashem Es HaDerech Asher Yehil Chubo, to inform the nation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the correct way to go, B'Svime Derech HaYochem Eteres Hashem, and those wholesome people who want to walk in the path of Hashem, L'shem Hashem Levad, to perform mitzvahs only for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, She'yikol Avedusenu L'gvoya Kasalki, that all of our mitzvahs, remember he told us last week that mitzvahs that are not done correctly cannot be elevated heavenward, and we want that our Avedah should be able to ascend to the heavens. L'yiz Avedah Tzerech Gvoya, that our service should be for heaven's sake, L'chavin B'chol Iskei HaTorah V'Mitzvahs, to have in mind every time we toil in Torah and in mitzvahs, l'saken eshor shema makabelion, to rectify the source, the root of everything we're doing in the highest of places, b'shir kaima, in the gestalt of the bria, so that we will give HaKadosh Baruch Hu pleasure. We're doing this for Hashem's sake, not with an intent to receive reward. Adrabba, quite the contrary, we are prepared to give over our entire soul, and our spirit, and our neshamas, b'chol oiz v'satzumais, with all of our strength, b'ahava, with love, b'simcha rabba, and with tremendous joy, that what? Alash zikeinu b'mitzvayis baruch hu, that He gave us the privilege to be able to perform a mitzvah. U'befrat, and how much more so, ba'avidais ha'chashuvais v'hanoirois g'dulis ke'elu, especially with these types of avodas, these unique forms of avoda, shemehem nasa toreis, from which are made crowns, v'kisrei ksorim elav baruch hu, crowns of crowns, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, la'alois, that these actions and these tefillas are elevated, v'leishev bereish alekai, to go up and to sit, kaviyochel, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's head, kavi ochel baruch hu, k'mamaram zal b'zel dosh, and here's what the Gemara says. B'masnit etana, the name of a malach. He is Shemoi, that's his name. Hagavayim mechaveira, he is higher than any of his other friends of the clan of malachim. So he is higher. Mahalach tof kuf shana, it takes 500 years to walk that path. The Oimed Acharei HaMerkava, and this particular angel stands behind the chariot. And he is the one who places crowns on his creator. So it takes 500 years to get there with the, what's that airplane called?
The Concorde.
Yeah, the Concorde. 500 years with the Concorde. Now,
so, why you don't say the name?
I don't know. This is, by the way, one of the names that's mentioned in Rosh Hashanah Davening. They don't say the names of Malachim.
And it's send lefon.
Yeah.
He brings out the tefillah. So
he's mentioned in Rosh Hashanah Davening as one of the Malachim there. Now Zok Taisvis. So you'd imagine this is like you'd expect to see this in the Zohar, not in the Talmud Bavli, right? So Tosfos says, where does this guy, this Malach, get the materials to make the crowns? Says Tosfos, mitfilosim shel tzadikim hu oisa ha'toris. Comes Tosfos and says that this Malach makes the crowns from HaKadosh Baruch Hu out of the prayers of tzadikim. That's the material that the crowns are made of. So the same thing is brought in the Medrash Pasuk Shemei Tefillah Adecha, one of the Pesukim we're going to say next week in Sliches. Ma'u Shemei Tefillah. What does it mean, he who hears prayer? Adam Malach Hamamun Ala Tefillahs. That our prayers reach up until that angel that is appointed over our davening. Noitel Kala Tefillahs. She is Pala B'chola Knesias Kulon. Says the Medrash that this Malach takes all of the tefillahs that are davened in all of the shuls, v'isois natorais, and this Malach turns the prayers into crowns. V'noisin b'roishah shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he places them kaviyochel on Hashem's head. Shenemar, as we say in Sliches, pasuk in Tehillim, odecha, up until you, kol boso yavoyu, all flesh will come. And it means this refers to the crown of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shenema kulam ka'adi til b'shiyat, referring to the crowns. V'cheinu ayim yisola shebecho esbosh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'ater, the Rebbein Shalom crowns himself, b'tfilosan shal yisrael, with Jewish prayer. Adkan. So again, you don't have to reach into the Kabbalah. You don't have to reach into the Zohar. This is in Nigla, in the Medrash, in the Gemara, that the prayers, the of Klal Yisrael are transformed into crowns. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chayim Mufurish B'Zayah HaKadosh Ayin Shom V'Tim Tzanachas. Look in the Zayah and you will enjoy it. U'B'Zem Mamela Tavin. Obviously, if this is the case, it must be Sheshkoga Yotzer B'Lefnei HaShalat HaGoyin Zal, that this was an error that happened through the Noida Behuda, Shekosav, who writes, and he quotes, Ukvar Gilisi Dati, the Noida Behuda writes, I've already revealed my opinion, Sheyosa Teva Ashtika, that it's much better not to say these L'shei Michutz, V'yishtaka Adova, and it should be forgotten, don't even think about it. All you should think about is the simple meaning of the words. That's all a person should think about when they daven, when they do mitzvahs. Adkan. So he says, Kilo yeyosa mitvili kazu keser akov l'melech elamim baruch hu, says the Be'er Mayim Chaim, how are we going to make a crown from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, out of such a prayer? About these people, even about people who daven with kavana. These people, the more they daven, the more they ask for reward. He says, anybody who is a shtickle mensch, and this is grade about the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah that this is said. Rashbi in the Zohar is very critical about the prayers of Rosh Hashanah. He takes out the words, the harsh words. They bark like dogs, he says, screaming, give me, give me, give me. That's what the tefillahs are about. So he says, without the intent that the goal is to be mekasher the shemus and to give this nachas ruach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we end up being a bunch of takers and beggars for ourselves. Now, he says, let's be honest. Next paragraph. I'm acknowledging that not every mind can comprehend these Kabbalistic concepts. These lofty, awesome thoughts. And taka for people like us. It's very good. Halavai, we should be able to have in mind the words of davening. But not the simple meaning of the words when it's about us. But rather the goal, the intent, the focus should be before Hashem. As I write in my sefer about what the goal of davening, as I write there in many different fashions, that what? That we pour out our prayers lifnei amakim baruch hu before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheyala oisiyos v'teves hatfila lifnei alikenu yizbarach, that our words be elevated before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that what? Sheyitaken al yedeyem b'chol oylem v'oylem lefi atziruf ha-magdashim ha-mitztaf b'chol oylem v'oylem, that the Rebbeinu Shalem take these letters and words and create the various combinations of letters and the words that need to take place in each and every world, bibchinosa at its level, kasherach nusham, be'ezes Hashem ayin sham. Meaning that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us through Anshei Knesset Hagdola these words of tefillah, and that's why sticking to the words and to the order of the words and the correct seder of tefillah from the beginning, straight through Karbonas, Pesukim Dezim, and all this is so critical, because it's not about the simple reading of the words. This is a code which is given to us. And this code is able to elevate and to transform each world according to the needs and the particular details of the Kedusha of those worlds. Do you have another Tof Yud there? On the opposite side of that one? On the other side of that page. Ve'alze ramza Torah Hakdoshah. That's what the Torah is alluding to. Ba'amra, look at this. Talk about taking a pasuk out of context. Va'aretz le'simacha le'tzmisus. The pasuk says, this is referring to the various Remember, there's a walled city and an open city, and the laws of the Yovel. So it says the land should not be sold litzmisus permanently. Uberashi comes Rashi and says lipsikas almin. Okay, for an eternity, it seems like. The pasuk says in Bereishis, let there be lumens to light up the heavens to illuminate the earth. Ukasuv, tamim tia Hashem lekecha. We read last week, you should be whole with Hashem your God. That everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in his world, he created for his honor. We also know that everything was created to command and to connect with a Jew. That what? He chose us from all the nations. And he designated us for his portion and his nachlo, but under the chvaydis barach yoytsim mikol anivroim vayitzur manasim. And Hashem created a Jew over all other creations. Va'koil avur koyach yichud shma yisbarach v'yisala. All of it, so that a Jew can unify Hakadosh Baruch Hu's name in the world. B'mash anachdu miyachdim oysi yisbarach. The fact that a Jew is miyachid shemoy, meaning, and again, this is the Baal Tanya has a whole section on that we did with the section on Shari Yichud Vemuna, and Ramchal is a whole sefer called Das Tfunis on this, about the fact that there, not that there's one God, but that there's nothing but God. That is the power to be miyached shemoy, to unify, meaning to understand that everything in the world is an extension of HaKadosh Baruch. Right? Ulekasher kol olam mezeh bezeh misat leila. By doing so, we unify all of the worlds from above, from the highest worlds to the lowest of worlds. What's the effect of that? When we unify through our actions and our mitzvahs all of the olamos, then the flow of energy is able to come, since it's all now one unified world. The bounty is able to flow from the highest of worlds too down to our lowest of worlds. And it was not by error or for naught that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world similar to the world above. Gemayim HaChazal, we know that Chazal tells us, everything Hashem has in the heavens, He created similar in earth. And again, He created a similar world beneath the sea. The world here below emulates the world above. It's all so that a human being in this world can elevate himself into the highest of worlds. You are all beings from above. What's the point? So that we can bring from above to below all the blessings of above. Now, go to the bottom, last paragraph on the page. V'yadu Amram Zal. Now he's going to speak about the concept of Isarusa Delisata, that the yearning has to start with us. Chazal tells us as follows, Ein lecha tipa milamaylo. There's not a drop of rain that comes down from above. She'ein tohoim yoytza likrosa gimel tvachim. That the depth, that the earth does not go up to greet it three tvachim adkan. So for every drop that comes down from above, the depths of the earth, the water below, goes, is elevated three tvachim. Va'kavona b'zeh. What Chazal are pointing to is Abchinis Heiserusa Viruusa Deliba Ha'ilam Amitis Levav Bnei Yisrael El Hashem Aleikehem Aleikehem Bechefetz Amitin Mistabik Bayisbach. What's being referred to here is that there needs to be, in order to bring down the bounty from above, there needs to be a true yearning from Klal Yisrael to want to cleave and connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when there is that yearning from below, by doing so, we bring down that energy from above. That's this energy of bracha. Ki hu yizbarach mekara bracha the Rebbeinu Shalom is the source of bracha. Ukamai markosav ani l'doidi, the Pasuk says in Shir Shirim, I am to my beloved, v'alai chukosai, and to me is his yearning. What does that mean? Says the Be'er Ma'am Chaim, kolemek kishani chafei tumizgagei alizdabek b'doidi, when a Jew yearns and cleaves and wants to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, us, only then is Olai Chukosai, then I bring about his thirst, Livarcheni, to bless me, Barizbarach, to bless me with his Ur. So now, it's up to us, here below, to create that yearning, that desire, to generate, before we fulfill a mitzvah, it's almost like priming a pump. If we want to bring the bounty down from above, our mitzvahs have to be done with a cheshek and a yearning to want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then the mitzvah is able to act as the conduit to bring about the brachas and the yeshuas from above. Ka'amrei, says it's a pasuk. B'chal makam sha'aske shmi ovelach uverachticha. Anywhere you're going to mention my name, I'm going to come and bless you. By having that yearning in place, we're able to bring down the bracha from one world to the next. Ad egiyoy lebchinas hagashmius lemitar hashemayim shehu kol achiyush adam atach. And that's the image of rain. This is why there's such a big deal of when we say geshem and we say tal, because those are all mashalim for this connection that we have to bring the brachas down from above. Kamay mechazal. Everything in the world really only drinks from the waters above. Again, referring to the spiritual bounty that flows from above. Go to the middle paragraph. The Alke, understanding this, in Hashem's love for us, in Hashem's mercy for us, here's Shalano. It's such a total turnaround of an attitude of the general view of the burden of mitzvahs. Hashem allowed us, umosalano, and He gifted us, lasik b'toiru mitzvahs, to toil in toiru mitzvahs, ulisape b'shvoche agod yisbarach, and to tell Hashem's praises. And He gifted us, He let us know what His awesome and greatest name is. The Shem Havayi is Baruch V'yis Allah. Shuba'ar Ba'oisiyo is that the four letters of Hashem's name, and on top of that is the Kutsoy Shal Yud, is the tiny tap, the tip of the Yud. Sha'olav, that's on top of the Yod, Hamir al Arba Lomis Ha'ela, that points to these four worlds that we mentioned, Hamiskashim, that are all unified, Bechut, Zoyar, Ein Sof Baruch Hu, they're all unified with this strand which is made up of our thirst and yearning for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vehakoil, why did He gift us all this? To make known in this lowly world His great actions that He gave to His people. And to whatever degree our yearning and our thoughts and the profundity of our understanding of what our mitzvahs can affect, the kasher lamais, to bond together these worlds, to bring about this yearning from here below to above. Law says pe'er v'kavod l'mishabara, to give beauty and splendor and honor to the one who created these worlds. Umiknaf arad zbiras mashmiyam, and from the corners of the world we'll be singing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that gave us the opportunity to do these things. V'koyel yitnu b'beis Hashem ad sh'oyin l'machshav eseinu omakim g'vay, until our thoughts will pierce the heavens and go above. Kefi asher koyach banu lal is l'zang, to whatever degree we have the power to elevate ourselves and to rectify. U'misham v'elach nechashav lanu l'ein soif, beyond that we can't. That's beyond the reach of humans. But we got to do whatever we can possibly do to generate the tefillah and the ability and the understanding of what the effect is of our actions. All right, go to Daf Tov Yud Beis, next page. And if we yearn, and if we do with the best of our abilities, then to kabel, call oilam v'oilam to kabel b'chosav hashbosa, then we can hope and yearn that each and every world will receive its unique bracha. So let's put this in for a minute, put it into the context of Tekiyah Shofar. Okay, we know that on Rosh Hashanah, the Rebbeinu Shlom is giving over the future year into the hands of Klal Yisrael. So, it's a day of judgment. At the same time, it's Yom Teruah. What's the mitzvah of the day? It's the blow of shofar. What's the shaychus? It seems that there's these two contradictory themes. You have a day of judgment and a day of coronation. According to what he's saying here, there is no greater unity than those two concepts. To the degree that we are miyached the Rebbeinu Shalom's name in this world, to that degree will all the bounty flow from above. It's not only are they not contradictions, but they're mamish interdependent upon one another. It's the very essence of the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar. And you understand how outrageous it is that Chazal would come along on Shabbos, Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, and take away the mitzvah of Tekiyah Shofar that's going to be the key to bringing about all of this unity between the Adamas. But it's all dependent upon the fact that we're going to look away from our own pleasure, that it's really the coronation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that really matters to us. And then and only then can we really bring about the brachas from above. It's in looking away from ourselves that we can bring about the bracha to ourselves.
Where's the din?
That's the din, is bringing down the bounty. Are we worthy? Can we be the ones? And are we worthy recipients of that bracha? That's really what he says here in this paragraph. Then this world is suffused with Hashem's energy, which is the illumination of Hashem's face. To grasp Hashem's wisdom, umada, umeichin chadoshim, to be able to grasp all kinds of new thoughts, lasogas, ahava v'yira, remes, to really grasp Hashem's exaltedness, v'lachshoyken, to yearn, v'lishtoyken, l'idovik edhi v'sbaruch, b'chaleis nefesh mamash, to yearn and to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ad shemagiyah l'brocha agashmas, to such a degree where it will even affect physical brocha. There should be plenty and satisfaction and peace in the world. And our life, our health, refuas and cures, vashpa toiva, and all kinds of good stuff. To give each one of us our needs in parnasa, to each and every body, all of its lackings. Now he goes back to address that pasuk that he said earlier. The land is not going to be sold forever. Pirush Rashi, the Psikas Almin. Don't cut off the world, he says. Pirush Leitichres Tivsegas Aretz Mikashrei Shikshur LaMelion. The violation of Aretz Leitimachel Itzmisus is a command. Don't cut off our world from the worlds above. says Rashi, the Pesika Salmon, don't cut it off. Don't cut off our world from the worlds above. Don't say that it's just have in mind, Pirush HaMilas, and that it's not above connecting to the worlds above. No, it's all about connecting our world to the worlds above. He's saying it's an Issa Daraisa. Livsek Almetatom Almila, to cut off our world from the worlds above. Rak Adarabba, quite the contrary. Tomid Tire Bechalo Avaidais, our Avaidais, to see no matter what we're doing, Likshoir Oilam Ba'ilam, to bond our world with the worlds above. Oilam Atachta in Shu'aratim Layan, this lowly world, Halaz Ba'ilam Elyan, with the worlds above. Bichdei so that we will enable all of the blessings to flow into our world. And that too, the fact that the brachas will flow into this world, is also because that's what Hashem wants. Because that's what Hashem wants. So he goes on again. It's getting late, but and this is it. But I can finish up the last parak here, because the idea here is that each of us needs to yearn and strive to constantly gain deeper insight and a deeper connection, so that our mitzvahs are not seen as a haphazard, interloped once in a while. It's, you know, like the story with the Polish blinker, with the guy that goes into the gas station, the Polish gas station, and asks if his blinker's working. So the guy comes out and looks and says, well, now it's working, now it's not, now it's working, now it's not, right? That can't be our Aveda. Our Aveda needs to be that the Rebbeinu Shleilem wants a Dira B'tachtayim. Hashem wants this world to be suffused with his presence. How do we do it? Through Kiyama Mitzvahs, through Limud HaTorah, by connecting every detail. This is the original connect the numbers system. And the Rebbeinu put it all into our hands. And when we say that tefillah before we do a mitzvah, with the recognition that our avodah is to bring a nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be miyached every form of pirud. And we don't even have to begin with the pirud that is created through the nations of the world. We could even simply go back to the fact that every time we err, every time we violate HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, we are declaring the world godless, and we need to go back and rectify the disconnections that we have made. And every time we have an opportunity to do a mitzvah, to be miyached the shemus that we have been mafrid, the shemus that we have separated, the Rebbe Shem gives us this gift every day of life to go back and reunify the worlds, to bring them together. And certainly in a month like we have coming up, in the month of Tishrei, which is a chodesh of mitzvahs like no other, just constant mitzvahs, we need to constantly have these tefillahs on our lips, that the Rebbeinu will give us the opportunity to be miyached, to unify our world with the worlds above, and to connect, and as a result bring about into this world the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and with it all of the brachas and the yeshuas that all of us so desperately need.